Penguin Random House Audio presents I Can't Save You, a memoir. This is the author, Anthony Chinqui. For Pippa, I'm able to love you so easily and completely only because I learned to love myself before you arrived. Thank you for choosing me. Author's note. The idea of a memoir is fascinating to me. Its very fancy French etymology defines it as an account of an author's own memoir, their memories. But here's the thing about memories. They are informed by one's state of mind, both in the past when they were formed and in the present as they're being told. With that said, all events depicted in this book are as true as my memory has allowed them to be. The only intentionally falsified portions of this story are the names and identifying details of some individuals I've shared my life with. Their stories, experiences, and perspectives are not mine to tell, so I've done my best to respect their privacy by obscuring some personal details of the innocent and not so innocent. All of this is to say, thank you in advance for being here, for reading, and for listening to the truths that took me a lifetime to find. The opportunity to put this story into your hands has been an immeasurable gift to me. Hold on to your butts. It's a wild ride. Tony. Prologue. I know you hate me. You only had to say it once, but I believed you. Because you'd never hated anything before. And nothing since. You turn yourself inside out to forgive and accept everything and everyone, except for me. And I get it. I was never able to lead you to the perfection you thought would mend you. But I kept pushing. I kept appealing, encouraging, pleading to the parts of you that could be amazing if only you'd let them try, fail, be forgiven and try again. But you hear failure louder than any voice. So you locked me away. In the space between dreaming and waking where you could write me off as an echo of whatever story you told yourself overnight. And that's fine. I was built for patience. The trait that always drove you nuts about me, especially when I got preachy about it. But something's not right. Lately, my attempts at patience only leave me squirming restlessly. My diminished voice, the one that fell into disrepair once you chose to become deaf to my calls, has been croaking desperately back to life. I've been propelled by an urgency, and I've only just understood its origin. Fear. Fear of time. Suddenly, I don't think we have enough of it left. So that's why I've crawled my way up to the surface now. That's why I'm screaming with every shade of voice you've left me. You're in danger. You're teetering on the edge of something tragic. Please, let me in. Together we can save you. You just need to wake the fuck up. Chapter 1. Chinqui, M.D. So I had the dream again. The Vegas dream, where I wake up in a hotel room face to face with my father. I still can't tell how old he is, or how he got there. His ever-present glasses are nowhere to be found. Neither are mine. Maybe that's why his face is so hard to read. Not hard to see, hard to understand. He still looks way too much like me, far more than in real life, but I guess my sleeping brain fucks with genetics way more than I do in the daylight. And still, just like all the other times this dream has found me, he doesn't say a word. Nothing but silence for my old man as he studies me with eyes that are just a little too much like mine. Then he smiles, and I wake up screaming. Heart pounding against my ribs, sweating bullets, arms and legs thrashing, the whole thing. It definitely freaked out the chick who was sleeping next to me. I tried to apologize, but she was already fumbling in the dark for her clothes. She'd forgotten. She had some place to be at, checks analog watch in the dark, 3:15 a.m. on a Sunday. I can admit I was moderately bummed that she didn't even ask if I was okay. But honestly, we'd only just met last night in a hookah bar. Hadn't quite reached the I'll be your late-night dream trauma therapist stage of the relationship. Lucky for her, I didn't add insult to injury by peeing the bed. That's actually been happening a lot lately. And by a lot, I mean more than never, which is way too often for a fucking grown man with a medical degree. So run, Carrie, or Courtney, or Carney, or whatever your goddamn name was. Run for your life, and don't look back. You definitely dodged a bullet. What I'm saying is, I think I might be fucked. I think my brain is short-circuiting, inhospitable, broken, melting out through my ears. God damn it, none of those feel right. What I'm trying to say is I feel asphyxiated, I think. Like there's a vice around every muscle in my body and every corner of my mind, and with every twitch or stretch or idea or hope, the crank spins and the jaws squeeze tighter and nothing anywhere can breathe. And that's a run-on sentence. With a mediocre mix of metaphors that I've stretched within an inch of their lives. Great start. I suppose what I should lead with is the infuriating truth. I'm not good with words. Actually, I am really good with some words. I can bullshit my way through just about any situation that I don't deem personally consequential with the charisma to make anyone believe me. It's just one of the gifts that make me so deceptively toxic. But I'm very highly ungood at the other words, the ones that matter to me. Selective mutism. And I don't just throw the phrase around to flex SAT-level vocab retention. I'm pretty sure it's been baked into my faulty brain wiring since I first blinked and breathed. There were countless times before I even had a 10th birthday when I found myself consumed by feelings that weren't as simple as the ones I'd learned in school. You remember those books we used to read in class. Point to the colorful cartoon faces whose entire existence demanded they live up to the name happy, sad, angry, scared. Never any faces for their more complicated descendants. Guilty, traumatized, ashamed, inadequate, depressed. And even if they'd considered expanding the feelings family tree, I don't think the illustrators would have had the guts to draw the deeper truth. All of those new emotions would most likely wear the same expression as the unassuming, flat-mouthed, pastel, disembodied head named Fine. Yeah, everything's fine. And so, the result was a 7-year-old boy who appeared totally fine. Until he started going to sleepover parties at perfectly nice children's houses, only to knock on their parents' bedroom doors at 11 p.m., tearfully pleading to go home. He'd sit in a chokehold of wordless responses to his father's frenzied demands that he explain himself and accept the blame for wasting gas and precious night hours that should belong to sleep. And then he'd be fine again for weeks, maybe months, until he fell uncharacteristically quiet for a few days, then plunged into a fevered, vomiting illness for a few more, only to miraculously recover when his report card arrived with nothing but exceeds expectations in all subjects. His psychologist's mother was no fool, and she did her professional best to poke and prod for the meaning behind his clearly psychosomatic freakout, but to no avail. Because words are hard, and truthful words are even harder. Where does a kid find the words to explain that the sleepover party debacle wasn't just homesickness, but also an all-consuming, unfounded dread that something terrible would happen to his family if he wasn't home to know everyone was asleep and safe? Or that he'd been caught doodling in a notebook at school one day, sending him down a spiral of panic that he'd not only fail his classes, but also be expelled from school and earn the rare honor of a belt-assisted ass-whooping on the living room floor. And so the panic shut his body down, rendering it defenseless and susceptible to whatever opportunistic infections waited to fuck up insolent children. Way, way too many words. And even if the words had existed for me, I still wouldn't have said them aloud, because I'd somehow always had it in my head that my fears were false, and false were failures, and if I was a failure, who would want me? That's not normal, right? Like I said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?